Thank you very much, Ed. When I was asked to do this, I was told that we had 3 minutes, and I'm going to try to stick to that. I don't think Ken did, but he was introducing things, and I guess that's all right. It's a little tough to talk about the contribution that Ed Meese made to the conservative movement in just 3 minutes. So let me just say that Ed has been a tireless warrior for the movement for over 5 decades. In everything that Ed Meese has done, and still does, his reason for doing so has been to contribute to the strength and the influence of conservatism. From his work for Ronald Reagan, both in California and in Washington, to his time as the Attorney General, his work at the Heritage Foundation and at the Hoover Institution, to the many boards he serves on, the speeches he gives, the pieces he writes, the young people he inspires, whatever it is, I dare say his first motivation is to contribute to the permanence of the conservative movement. I could give many, many examples of all the things that he does for the conservative movement, but let me just give you one. I'm privileged to sit in a meeting with Ed Meese at 7:30 every Wednesday morning in downtown Washington, together with 15 or 20 other conservative leaders in what we call the Conservative Action Project, a coordinating council for the conservative movement. I think there are a couple of other people in this room who also sit in that meeting. Twice each year, CAP, as we call it, puts on a meeting attended by 100 or so conservative leaders and heads of virtually all conservative organizations. Our purpose is to coordinate the activities of the broad conservative movement and to get the various parts of the movement working together. Nothing like this has ever been done before, and it is having a tremendous impact on the conservative movement. And I can tell you that CAP, formed late in 2008, was the brainchild of Ed Meese, was formed by Ed Meese, is chaired by Ed Meese, and is having an impact on the conservative movement because of Ed Meese. And I should also tell you that Ed is never late for those 7:30 in the morning meetings. There are a few people who are known as the great leaders of the conservative movement, the people who will always be recognized as the ones who made conservatism what it is today. There are people who are recognized as the great leaders because of the contributions they made to the conservative cause. Those would include Bill Buckley, Russell Kirk, Milton Friedman, Frank Meyer, Whitaker Chambers, Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, and a very few others. But I submit to you, my friends, that there is one person who has earned a place on that list, a person who will always be recognized as one of the leaders, one of the great contributors, and one who has made the movement flourish. That person, of course, is Edwin Meese III. Thank you.